This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado ranks 12th in overall healthcare performance in the country. That's according to the Commonwealth Fund's annual State Healthcare Scorecard. The survey looked at factors such as access, affordability, and equity. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva reports.
The state ranked top 10 in overall healthy lives and scored high for the lack of income disparity and avoidable hospital costs. The study also gave Colorado high marks in patient experience, preventable hospitalizations, and fitness. However, the state ranked among the worst in the nation on issues such as alcohol deaths and suicides. Meanwhile, drug overdoses also worsened. One glaring metric was a 10% jump in adults with unmet mental illness needs. Colorado ranked 48th in that category. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
Denver has already run out of new popular e-bike rebates. Now the city's climate office also says it's nearing capacity for discounts on home heat pumps. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Think of heat pumps as combination furnaces and air conditioners. They're a key part of Denver's climate strategy because they can be fully powered with renewable electricity. In April, Denver started offering homeowners $9,000 off new heat pumps. After issuing 124 discounts, the city now says its budget is running low and contractors must install new systems by June 24th to qualify. The city will continue to offer discounts on electric car chargers and home battery systems. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Several roads on the western side of Rocky Mountain National Park have reopened after flooding earlier this week. Visitors can now access the main roads to Bowen Gulch and Holtzworth Historic Site. The park blames hot weather and rapid snowmelt for the floods, which damaged some trails. Part of the Colorado River Trail remains closed due to high runoff. This is CPR News, and the heat continues this weekend. Highs are set to hit the mid-90s along the Front Range.